It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. I'm saved to the uttermost, and I know that I am. I'm glad that I'm saved, but I'm glad that I know I'm saved. Preacher, how do you know you're saved? I did it God's way. I did it the Bible way. He said, "Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." So, preacher, how do you know that? I'm just taking God at his word. I don't know much, but I'll just believe him. And if I die and go to hell, he'll make God a liar. And can I tell you, he's never broke one promise.
Right.
He's never going to break a promise.
Right.
I'm thankful for that. Church, I appreciate the prayers that you've been praying for me. God's been opening doors all around me, and I'm thankful for that. And I appreciate that. You said, "Preacher, you like staying busy." I do. I love it. I want more. So whoever it is, keep praying. I can use all the prayers I can get, but I'm glad that we can smile and have fun in the God's house. And there'll be enough days we can cry and be sad and mourn, but I'm glad that we can smile every once in a while, and it's good to be here.
Yes.
I'm thankful for y'all coming, and I'm no great preacher. There's a lot of more men in here, more better preachers than me, but they'll not preach a better gospel than me. I'm glad there is one gospel. You can't improve the gospel. The gospel message is that Jesus Christ came and lived and died, and he came back. He's coming back one day. I'm thankful for that. You said, "Preacher, why do you talk so much?" Because I'm nervous. I was expecting half the crowd here, but we got about 200 or 300 people. I can't count that high, but there's a lot of people in here. I ain't even started preaching. I'm already sweating. So y'all just pray for me. It's good to be in the Lord's house. It's good to be at home. I love my church, and I appreciate y'all, and I appreciate your prayers. Just make some announcements before we go ahead. August 18th, which is Saturday, 2 weeks from yesterday, we'll have a youth rally, back to school rally, combined youth choir at 5 o'clock. The service will begin at 6 o'clock. We'll have Brother Larry Adams and Brother Larry Key. Both will be preaching. Speaking of that, be in prayer for Brother Larry Key. He hurt his back and he's down. He's got some shots, so he's on the, way coming up. So you pray for him. Our pastor actually will be doing a revival tomorrow. It's a 1 day, 1 night revival down at Rachel Baptist.
It's all week.
He'll be preaching one night tomorrow night. You be in prayer for him. And if you don't have anything to do tomorrow night, I know he'll appreciate you coming out and supporting him. But be in prayer for our pastor. Be in prayer for our church. And we need it. I need it. We all do. But if you got your Bible, we'll go ahead and get started tonight. We won't be up here too long. And Was that you, Jody? I don't know who it was. I think there's several people out of it. We won't be here too long. I wouldn't lie in the pulpit. I wouldn't lie out there. I was talking to the Forge one day. I said, "I wouldn't lie in the pulpit." And she said, "You mean you'd lie out there?" So I really know what to say. So I try not to lie at all. But we'll be brief as long as the Lord will allow it. We won't be long. I had two pieces of paper. And the pastor, can you show him what I did with that one? Right there's part two of my message. So you can have it. I just got one. The Holy Ghost cut it in half for you. So. But it's good to laugh and smile. But if you have a Bible, turn to Titus chapter number 1. Titus chapter number 1. When you find your place, please stand and we'll honor the reading of God's Word. I preached this morning up at Chestnut Missionary Baptist Church up in Crumpler, North Carolina. If you know where Shatley Springs is, it's a couple miles past it down there. And we had a good service this morning, and the Lord showed up, and I'm thankful for that. And on the way home, I was talking to the pastor, and he asked me if I wanted to preach, and I was ready. I love to preach. I'll preach anytime. And, but I'm thankful for that. But I thought I was going to be preaching something else. And I know a lot of people have Facebook, and what do when we're bored? We scroll through Facebook. And one of the preachers, I believe it was Donnie Shumay over there at Bethel, he posted a picture of a big old rainbow over his church. And it said something about standing on the promises of God. I don't know if y'all seen that or not, but I saw that picture and I thought, man, I'm thankful for the promises of God. I kept on scrolling down, and Brother Jeremy Simpson down at Thanks to Calvary Baptist Church, he posted a picture of a big old rainbow going across his church. He said something about the promises of God. And I started thinking on that, and the Holy Ghost started speaking in my heart on some of the promises that we get from God's Word. I know this is a real elementary message, and I'm not going to come up here and preach anything real big or real bright. Sometimes it's good to hit the basics. We're going back to basics. We're going to go back to Sunday school for a little while. They'll probably think, "Preacher, couldn't you think of anything else to preach?" But I like preaching the basic stuff. I like just preaching the God's Word. And it's going to be real simple tonight. We're going to hit some of the basics, and I'm thankful for some of the promises of God.
Amen.
Just some of the promises of God. I could spend, now if you wanted a long message, I could preach on all the promises of God. I don't know how many they are, but that'd be a lot of points and illustrations, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm just going to share a little bit of what God gave me on some of the promises of God we find in His Word. Titus chapter number 1, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. He says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. I like preaching. I like listening to good godly preaching. I heard some preaching I didn't like so much because it wasn't biblical, but I just like old-fashioned preaching. I mean, Larry Adams, Mark Hall, I mean, all those, I mean, just leather lung, get up there and just, they don't hold back and they just, I mean, full strength, full power, and they just let it go. I love listening to preaching. Here it's talking about He's manifested in due times his word through preaching. I'm thankful for that, but I'm not going to touch on that verse. I'm going to be focused on verse number 2. That's the center thought of my messages, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. I'm thankful that we have a God that cannot lie. With God's help, I want to preach a little while on some of the truths and some of the promises of God in his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we come to you once again, Lord. Thank you for honoring me and blessing. I want to thank you, Lord, for another ability, Lord, to stand and preach the word of God. God, I pray you just help me, Lord, one more time, Lord. Use me if I'm usable. God, I pray you just hide me behind the cross, Lord. I need a fresh anointing, Lord. I'm nothing but a man, Lord, called to do a work for you. And God, I pray, Lord, just help me, Lord. Use me tonight, Lord. I need a fresh anointing from you. And God, I pray, Lord, please, Lord, just help me. I need you. And God, I pray, Lord, for all the requests was mentioned, Lord, you know the need. I pray, Lord, you answer according to your will. Lord, your divine will be carried out in our lives. And God, I thank you for what you've done. We'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated tonight. But some of the truths and promises of the Word of God, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 18 says that through, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. And here we find in Titus chapter 1 and verse number 2, it says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. So we see all the time over there, I believe in 1 John, it says, let every man be a liar, but God is truth. Right. God cannot lie. And I'm thankful that we serve a God who cannot lie. I mean, he cannot lie. Everything he says is truth. I know who a liar is. There might be some people in here that's a liar, but I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about the father of all lies. It's talking about the devil himself. He's a liar. He can't tell the truth. You go all the way back from Genesis 1:1, and he's talking about over there, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he attacks the very foundation of Genesis 1:1. That's what this liberal world is trying to do today, the education system. They're trying to attack the very foundation of Genesis, about God created the heavens and earth. They're talking about how there was a great explosion, a big bang theory, and this particle and that particle and all this happened. And we evolved from a tadpole and a monkey and all this other things that I don't know much, but I'm just going to believe the word of God. I'm going to take God at his word. I'm just going to follow after him. He's never let me down the wrong path. He's never let me down before. I believe the Bible says that God is faithful and he is just and he's all those things. And I'll just trust him. I'll take his word over what a textbook say any day. But I'm thankful for that. It is impossible for God to lie. I can't help but think about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, those old men of God during Genesis and all coming up through there in the Old Testament. God made them promises and God kept every one of those promises. We've seen those promises fulfilled at the very hand of God. He said, I'll bless you. I'll protect you. I'll bless your people if you would put me first. We can see what happened whenever they put God first. God prospered them. God protected them. God had a divine place for them to go. Abraham got up and went. And Sarah said, Abraham, where are we going? He said, I don't know where we're going. We're just going to follow God. I believe he took his journey. He went after God. I look at Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, all them other men of God. They took God at his word. They forsook all and left him. I can't help but think about those disciples. What did they do? Jesus said, come after me and I'll make you fishers of men. The Bible says they forsook all. You know what all means? That means all. They left everything and they went after Jesus. God help us to be like them disciples. Leave all. And just go after him. Leave all our cares, all our burdens, everything, and just follow after Christ. I believe, Pastor, that's what you was talking about in the prayer room. If we could forsake all our troubles, all our sin, all our trial, just put them all at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, we're going after you, and we're going to leave this garbage behind. We're going to set out and follow you. But Abraham, Isaac, I can't help think about David, the promises that God gave David. He said, David, you can't build this temple. You can't do that, but you can get some supplies ready for your son to do it. We can see God kept his promise. Can't help think about Solomon. God blessed Solomon. God's hand was upon Solomon. God kept his promise to Solomon. He built the temple. It was a great temple, a great work. But what God says, he'll do. I'm thankful that we can take God at his word. What God says he will do, he will do. You can take it to the bank. He's going to keep what he said he's going to do. I can't, like I said, all them other. But what does that mean for us? He'll keep his word for us.
Amen.
I'm thankful that he'll keep his word. He kept his word to Abraham. He kept his word to Isaac. He kept his word to Jacob. He kept his word to Daniel. He kept his word to David. He kept his word to Solomon. And you know what, church? He'll keep his word for me and you. And I'm thankful for that. The first thing is a promise and the truth of who he is. I'm thankful who he is. You say, preacher, who is he? If you look over in Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 22, it says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the world, for I am God, and for and besides me there is none else." Right. I'm thankful for who he is. I'm thankful for God. I'm just thankful for who he is and what he's done. You know, Acts chapter 4:12 says, "Neither is there any other name, neither is there salvation any other, for is there none other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved." I'm thankful for who he is. I'm thankful for our salvation in him. And our salvation is not in Buddha. Our salvation is not in Islam or any other religion. Our salvation is no other than Jesus Christ himself, the Lamb of God who gave himself for us. The Bible says he who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God. I'm thankful for who he is. I'm thankful for what he's done. And best of all, I'm thankful that he's mine and I'm his. I'm thankful that I know who the Lord God is. The Bible says in John chapter 10, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow." Let me just stop and say, I'm thankful. I know the voice of God. I won't follow a stranger. I know the very sweet, the very low voice of God, that whisper that speaks to the inner parts of our heart, the one that says, "Just trust me. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Just take me at my word. Just follow after me. Everything's going to be fine." Whenever we go through a dark trial in our life, the storm's raging, the lightning's flashing, we don't know what we're going to do. I'm thankful the Holy Ghost of God swells up inside of us and says, "Child, just take me at my word. I know everything's dark right now. I know everything seems like it's falling apart. I know your world shattered, but you know what, honey? Just stay after me. Just listen to me. Put me first, and it'll be well worth it. I've never left anyone. I won't leave you, and I won't forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. I'll never leave your side. You're with me all the way. You're in my hand, and I'm not lost to anyone. I'm going to go with you every step of the way. We're going to make it all the way through to the finish line. I'm going to stick with you. I'm thankful that we have God with us all the way. I'm thankful for the truth of who he is. He's not going to leave us, church. He's not going to forsake us. He's going to go with us every step of the way. If you got the Holy Ghost living inside of us, he's never going to depart your side. Have you thought about that? He's going to be with us whenever you're on your deathbed and you take your last final breath. You know what's going to happen? You're going to open your eyes and you're going to be standing in his presence. You're going to see him. You're going to see the one who died for you. You're going to look upon his hands and see that nail-scarred wound. You're going to see his side. You're going to see his feet. You're going to look at him eyeball to eyeball, the one who gave his life for you, whenever you take your last breath. I tell you, not to that point. The Holy Ghost is going to be with you every step of the way. He's going to be inside of you. God's above us. He's below us. He's to the left, the right. He's all around us. He's everywhere at the same time. And I'm thankful that we have a God like that today. The truth of who he is. I tell you, I'm glad that he's my Savior. I'm thankful that he is the Lamb of God. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." You know who else he is? He's Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us. You know what else he goes by? Jesus. I said over there, and Jesus. There's no other name. That name, Jesus. The Bible says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." I'm thankful for that. You know why? Because I was a sinner. I had a list, a whole lot of sins. You know what? He gave himself for me. He died on the cross, and I walked away free. Amen. Paid in full. I'm thankful for that. I walked away free. The Son of God paid my price. He paid my debt, and I walked away free, and I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that he is Jesus. He is Emmanuel. He is the Lamb of God. He is my Savior, but best of all, he's my friend. I love him tonight. He's everything to me. He's everything to me. I tell you, he's so much to me. He's dear. He's precious. He's the dearest friend I've ever had. Just like we tried to sing that song, I'm thankful for who he is. He's so special. And I hope you know him tonight. The second thing is, now that we see who he is, let's see what he's promised us. You know, it'd just be something, just a normal man, just a common beggar, if they made a promise to you. But you know who this is? This is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This ain't just a common man saying these words. It's not just a humble servant. He is a servant. The Bible says he took upon himself the form of a servant. He became obedient unto death, even the death of this cross. He became obedient. He made himself a servant. But we're not talking about a lowly, humble servant. We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're talking about God Almighty, God. I mean the very one who hung the stars in the sky. We're talking about that God. And this is his word. And he gave us some promises along the way. Tonight's help, I want to point out a few, and we'll be done and we'll go to the house. Romans chapter number 8, if you want to flip over there, Romans chapter 8, In verse number 38, I'll get ahead, you can mark it down. The Bible says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I'm thankful that nothing's going to be able to separate us from His love. I believe that's one of the promises God gave us in His Word, that nothing can separate us from the love of God. It gave a whole list, and it talks about, it even asks the question in verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation? And then it goes on down in verse number 38 and 39. It gives a whole long list. Just to paraphrase a Shoemake version, you know what it says? Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. There's not a demon. There's not anything in hell that's going to be able to separate us. There's no angelic being in heaven that's going to be able to separate us. Your worst enemy is not even going to be able to separate you from the love of God. To be honest, yourself can't even separate yourself from the loving Savior of Almighty God. I'm thankful that we know the love of God. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse number 3, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love." I'm glad that His love is everlasting. Preacher, what does that mean? That means from the beginning to the end, there's no end. It's everlasting. It's all eternal. It's throughout all eternity, His love is forever between us, and we're never going to be separated from that. He loved me whenever I was lost. He loved me that now I'm saved. Whenever I get to heaven, He's still going to love me whenever I'm in that perfect body. He's going to love me all the time, every step away, everything in between. He's going to love me. Nothing's going to ever make Him love me more, and nothing's going to make Him love me less. I'm thankful for the love of God tonight. I know a lot of people, they love me today, but tomorrow they might not love me. They love me tomorrow, but they might not love me today. But you know what? God's love is eternal. God's love is everlasting, and I'm thankful for the love of God tonight. Inseparable from the love of God. Not only that, I'm glad it's everlasting. I'm glad it's inseparable. I'm glad it's sacrificial. He gave Him He gave Himself. Look at John 3:16. "For God so loved that what? That He gave." His love is sacrificial. And I'm thankful for that. Flip over a couple pages. Romans 5. Chapter 5, verse 5, it says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given in us. For when we were... yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even die. But God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know what that means? That means God died for someone like me. I wasn't good, I wasn't righteous, and I wasn't godly. But you know what? That's when God butted in. It said that some would die for good men, some would die for righteous men. Some people would even die for this type of men, but I wasn't any of those. You know what I was? I was a low-down sinner on my way to hell. And you know what? No one would be willing to die for me, but God looked over at His Son and said, "Son, are You willing?" He said, "I am, Father. I'll go every step of the way." There He hung His head in the Calvary, or there He hung His head in the garden. He said, "Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done." There He pleaded with God, and His sweat became great drops of blood. He poured His heart out and said, "Father, if it pleases You, it pleases Me. I'll drink from that cup." And there He got up from that garden. He marched up Calvary's hill. He laid down His life for us. The Bible says, "No greater love than this, than a man to lay down his life for his friends." And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad that He loves us. And not only that, I'm glad that He gave His life for us. I tell you, we was no good. I wasn't good. You might have been better than me, but I was nothing until the Lord found me. Amen. I tell you, I love Him tonight. I deserve to be in hell. I went down to Georgia maybe last week. I don't even know when it was. And they sung a song. It was an old hymn, "I Will Serve Thee." I don't know if y'all know that song or not, but it just touched my heart. I just only sat there and cried. It says, "I will serve Thee because Thou hast loved me." I tell you, I love Him tonight. He's everything to me. I tell you, if he took everything away from me, I'd still serve Him. If He took my health, I'd still serve Him. If He took my money, I don't have much, but I'd still serve Him. If He took my family, my friends, and my church, if He took everything I had, I'd still serve Him. Why? Because I don't have to die and go to hell. There's nothing in this world that can send me to hell. I got a lot of enemies. I got a lot of strangers. But you know what? I'm never going to hell. I believe Steve, wherever Steve's at, he sent out a post on Snapchat saying that punishment of hell and the torments and everything. And I just started getting swelled up in the old song that the Primitive Quartet used to sing. "The only fire I'll ever feel is burning in my heart. I'm thankful that I won't even feel this. I won't even smell the smoke. I'm glad I won't even have to touch the flame. I won't even feel the heat of that fire. Why? Because the only fire that I'll ever feel is burning in my heart right now. And that's the fire of the Holy Ghost. I can't help but think about Jeremiah, that fire that was shut up in my bones. Jeremiah said, "I'm done. I'm not going to have anything to do with God. I'm not going to speak about about God no more. I'm tired. I'm fed up. I'm just going to throw in the towel. I'm going to throw in the white towel. But you know what he found? He found he could not stay there. The Holy Ghost, whenever he got by himself, the Holy Ghost said, I've done so much for you. Look where I brought you from. Look what I've done. Look how generous I was to the nation. Look how long-suffering. Look how gracious I was. And you know what Jeremiah said? I believe he just dropped his head and said, Lord, I can't stay here. I'm going to get back to doing what you called me to do. I'll just be honest with you tonight. I preached some messages and they were a flop. I didn't feel like I did any good. It just made a mess of myself, and I embarrassed myself, and I embarrassed my family, my church, and I embarrassed my Lord. But you know what? I threw in the towel and said, I'm not going to preach anymore. If every message is going to turn out like this, nobody said amen. Nobody prayed. Nobody shouted. Half the church fell asleep, and I gave it my all. I went up there and I sweated. I spitted. I stumbled. I stammered. I did all those things, and nobody listened. Nobody cared. Nobody even looked at me. Nobody said amen. It was like everybody was dead. They didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, God, if it's going to be like this, I'm done. I put too much into those messages. I cried too many tears. I've done so much. God, I'm just through with it. I'm going to walk away. But you know what? I found whenever I closed my Bible, the Holy Ghost, he didn't stay in that Bible. He lives inside of me. The Holy Ghost started cranking those wheels inside of my soul saying, son, I've done too much for you, and this is how you're going to treat me. I've gave my life for you, and you think you're done with that. And I have to go back crying to him saying, Lord, would you just forgive me? Lord, I didn't mean that. I'm just upset. God, I'll do anything. If you want me to go to Africa, I will. If you want me to go to Russia, if you want me to go to Japan, wherever you want me to go, God, I'm willing. If you would just, Lord, I'm willing if you want me to go. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost tonight that swells up inside of our soul. Whenever we don't feel like going on, I'm glad that he can pick us up and he can carry us on to that new landing, to that newer height. I'm glad for the love of God tonight. I love him tonight. I'm thankful. I'm getting spit all over the place. I'm thankful for the love of God tonight. I wasn't righteous and I wasn't good, but God died for me. I'm thankful for that tonight. He loved me. He'll still love me. I looked up that word. This goes to my next point. I'm glad that we have salvation through the Savior. We got salvation through the Savior. Our salvation is not in anyone else but other than him. I'm thankful for that. Look at what your Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 9. I'm done, lost my place. Chapter 5, verse number 9. It says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we are saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, I got my Bible marked up, can't even read. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. I'm thankful that we can be justified and reconciled back to God. I look up by that word justified. You know what that means? Render just or innocent. When we stand before God, we're innocent. Did you know that? We're innocent when we stand before him as if nothing's ever happened. We stand before him being innocent. I'm thankful for that. You know why? Because I wasn't innocent. I was guilty at one time. I was guilty of it all. I mean, God had a whole sheet of everything I was ever guilty for. But you know what? Whenever I got saved, he tore out that sheet. It was clean. I stood before him innocent. It's only because of his darling son and the price he paid for me. I looked up that word reconciled. You know what that means? I looked it up in Noah's 18:28. It says, to call back to union, to restore friendship and affections which have been alienated. Did you get me? Did you hear that? It says, call back to union, to restore friendship and affections to which once had been alienated. I'm thankful that we can go back to like it was in the Garden of Eden with Adam and God. God came down and walked with Adam in the cool of the day. I tell you, that just explains the salvation I have with God. Sometimes on my way to work, you know what happens? I believe God comes down and walks with me in the cool of the day. I'm on my way to work, on the way to Taylorsville, and it's like God Almighty just comes down and just sits down beside of me and just talks to me, and I talk to him. I'm thankful for that. So, preacher, you might need to go to Broughton. No, I don't. I know what I'm talking about. I know the voice of God. I tell you, I know him. I tell you, I know the voice of God. I'm thankful for that. The salvation through our Savior. We're justified. We reconciled. The Holy Ghost took our hand. It was alienated. We were being separated from God. God was over here and we were over here. There's a big bridge between us. You know what happened? Because of the cross of Calvary, he died for us. Amen. The Holy Ghost grabbed our hand. The Holy Ghost grabbed God's hand. And because of Jesus, he united them back together. Amen. I tell you, we're walking arm in arm with the Savior tonight. I'm thankful for that. We're being reconciled. We've been brought back. That friendship, that bond, we've been brought back to God. I tell you, we were cut off. We were aliens of God. We were alienated from God. We were enemies of God. But I'm thankful that I'm not an enemy of God no more. I'm thankful I've been brought to the family. I'm one of His sons. I'm thankful for that tonight. Salvation through the Savior. I'm just about done. I don't even have a watch on. Last thing is the... y'all might not agree with me, but I got Bible to back it up. I'm thankful for the promise of eternal security. Amen. I'm thankful for the promise of eternal security. If you want to flip over to John chapter number 10. I'm glad you're not a Free Will Baptist or any of those others. I'm glad that if God does something, He does it right the first time. John chapter 10 and verse number 28, it says, And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, notice what it says, never shall perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we have the promise of eternal security through Jesus Christ and by the God. I tell you, it was a free gift. He's not going to take that gift back. You think about how crazy that would be for someone to give a gift and then turn around and say, I want that gift back. I tell you, God's not going to do that. God's not going to give you the gift and say, well, I'm going to take that gift back. He doesn't operate like that. He said, never shall perish. I'm glad I accepted Him as my pardon. And it's full and free. And you know what? He's not going to ask that back. How the Bible says that we've been sealed and we've been saved. I tell you, I'm saved. I'm sealed. Today. I'm thankful for that eternal security. And look what it says in verse number 29. It says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. I'm thankful for that. God gave us this to His Son. But you know what? We got the gift through His Son, and it's given to us. But I'm thankful for that. The promise of eternal security. You know, I'm not holding on to Him. He's holding on to me. I'm in His hand. The Bible says, no man is able to pluck me out of my Father's hand. He said, they're given unto me. And that means whenever I fall down, you know where I fall? I don't fall out of His hand. I fall into His hand. That means He just helps me back up, stands me back up in His hand. Yeah. I'm glad it's good to know that whenever I do fail up and I mess up, I fall right into His hand. Amen. So, preacher, you mess up. I mess up all the time. I don't fall on the ground. You know where He lets me fall? Just to be honest with you, He should let me fall off into hell. But He don't do that. He's so much God. He's so much of a Father. Whenever I fall, the worst place I could fall is right into His hands. I fall into my Father's hands when I mess up. And I'm thankful that He sets me back up and establishes my goings. He puts me on the solid rock. He puts me back up, dusts myself off, and I go on for Him. I'm thankful for that. Whenever I fall, I just fall into His hands. I'm not holding on to Him. He's holding on to me. I'm in His hands. You know, I have big hands, but you know what? I could lose my grip. I get all sweaty, get water. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to lose my grip. But you know what? I'm in His hands. I'm not holding on to Him. I'm in His hands. He's got a hold of me, and He's not going to let me go. Amen. You think about how big His hand is, the one that scooped up the mountains, put the stars in the skies. My God's got a big hand, enough to keep us all. He's not going to drop one of us. He's not going to let one of us fall, and I'm thankful for that. Here's an illustration I heard. I thought it was pretty good about the eternal security. A woman heard a preacher preach. He was up there preaching about the eternal security of God. He said that, we're saved from wrath to come, and once saved is always saved. And I agree with the preacher. A woman came up to the preacher and said, preacher, I'm having a hard time just believing all that. She said, I'm scared to death. What happens if God just falls through? And she said, I'm going to lose my own soul. She said, I'm going to lose my soul, and I'm going to go to hell if I don't believe that eternal security. I just don't know. The preacher looked at that woman and said, honey, He's going to lose more than your soul. He's going to lose His deity. He's going to lose His character. He's going to lose all those things if He loses your soul. But you know why? He's not going to be able to lie. He's going to keep His word. Like I said in Titus chapter 1, verse number 2, it's impossible for God to lie. You know what? If He gives us eternal security, if He ever loses one of us, you know what He's going to lose? He'll lose our soul. But not only that, He's going to lose His deity. He's going to lose His character. He's going to lose His honor. He's going to lose a whole lot more if He loses my soul. And you know what? He's not going to lose any one of us. I'm glad He's going to keep us in His hand. Right. Hebrews 13:5. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Yeah. I'm glad we have a promise that we'll never have to go alone. I'm glad He'll go with me all the way, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I'm glad He's by my side every step of the way. He's never going to leave us. I'm thankful for that. Let me finish up right here. I looked at that word leave. It means to let up, to slacken, or to desert. He's never going to slack up. He's not going to let up. He's not going to desert us. I'm glad that we got the Holy Ghost living inside of us. And wherever we go, He's going to go. I'm glad he's not going to look that up. I looked up the word forsake. You know what that word means? To leave behind in some place and to let remain and to let remain over and to leave. I'm glad he's not going to leave us in one place. He's not going to leave us behind in one place. I just want to follow up with my last point and I'm done. He's not going to forsake us. I looked up the word forsake, like I said, to leave us behind. You probably know where I'm going to go with this. I'm glad he's coming back one day. Amen. He's not going to leave us behind. He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to desert us. John chapter 14 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know what that is? That's a promise from God himself. If you got a red letter, those words are red. Jesus Christ is saying that. And then Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm glad he answered that. He summed that up right then. He is the way. I'm thankful for that. Church, he's not going to leave us here. Whenever he comes back, we're leaving. He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to abandon us. He's not going to leave us in this place forever. He's coming back. Are you ready? If he comes tonight, are you ready? Macy, if you would come to the piano, I'm done. I told you I wouldn't be long tonight. I could have preached on several other points. I mean, there's thousands of points I could have preached tonight. The promise of purpose. We each have a purpose. Did you know that? We each have a purpose. The promise of power. He said that he'll give us some power, endue us with power. The promise of peace. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Forgiveness of sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and forgive us from all unrighteousness. The list could go on and on. We stand all over the house tonight.